This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet meeting starting in a short while. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Kanal embarking on an official visit to China on Sunday at the invitation of the Chinese Foreign Minister. And US President Donald Trump claims deal to end Iran war near as Tehran says nothing finalized. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has called a meeting of the Council of Ministers for today at 2 p.m. that is, in a short while, at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Kanal will pay an official visit to China from coming Sunday, that is the 14th of June, to the 17th of June at the invitation of the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. During the visit, Minister Kanal and Minister Wang will hold bilateral talks in Beijing on issues of mutual interest, with discussions expected to focus on further strengthening Nepal-China relations and expanding cooperation in key sectors. Kanal is also scheduled to meet senior Chinese leaders during his stay. In addition to diplomatic engagements, the foreign minister will participate in an investment conference organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing aimed at promoting foreign investment in Nepal. He is expected to interact with members of the Chinese business community and highlight investment opportunities in the country. Kanal will also attend a reception hosted in his honor by the Nepali embassy and hold interactions with the Nepali community living in China. The visit comes as Nepal and China continue efforts to deepen bilateral cooperation in trade, investment, connectivity and people-to-people exchanges. The Foreign Affairs Minister is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on the 17th of June. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad DP Ariel, held a courtesy meeting with U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Scott Erbaum on Thursday. During the meeting, Speaker Ariel said Nepal had entered a new phase of political development following the successful parliamentary elections and reaffirmed the government's commitment to stability, good governance, transparency and institutional reforms. He said the House of Representatives was actively engaged in lawmaking, effective executive oversight and safeguarding democratic values. Referring to the upcoming 80th anniversary of Nepal-US diplomatic relations next year, Ariel expressed confidence that parliamentary exchange programs could further strengthen bilateral ties. Chargé d'Affaires Scott Erbaum reiterated the United States' commitment to its long-standing friendship with Nepal and said Washington was key to continue cooperation in promoting democratic values, good governance, economic development and people-to-people relations. Nepal and the United States established diplomatic relations on the 25th of April 1947. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that an agreement to end the conflict with Iran is close, hours after cancelling a third consecutive night of planned strikes. According to the BBC, Trump, who had earlier warned that the United States would strike Iran very hard, later indicated that negotiators had made a significant progress towards a settlement with Tehran. He said the agreement was subject to the finalization of documents over the next few days and added that a signing ceremony would likely take place in Europe. However, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei dismissed reports of a breakthrough as speculative, stating that no agreement had yet been finalized. Trump has previously suggested that a deal with Iran was imminent, although such agreements have not been materialized. The United States and Israel launched extensive strikes on Iran on the 28th of February. In response, Iran carried out attacks against Israel and U.S. allied states in the Gulf region and effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz, a vital route for global oil and liquefied natural gas shipments. Despite agreeing to a ceasefire in April, the United States and Iran have continued to exchange intermittent fire, including two rounds of retaliatory strikes this week. At the same time, Trump has repeatedly expressed optimism about the prospects of a diplomatic settlement. Following his latest remarks, the price of Brent crude oil fell sharply by 4.4% to around $89 per barrel. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is facing renewed pressure after Armed Force Minister Ol Khanz followed Defence Secretary John Healey in resigning from the government over a dispute regarding military funding. According to the BBC, Khanz resigned on Thursday, stating that the government's defence investment plan was neither transformative enough nor adequately funded to meet the country's security needs. Earlier, Healey had informed the Prime Minister that the upcoming defence investment plan fell well short of what was required for the nation's defence at a time of increasing security challenges. Following Healey's resignation, Security Minister Dan Jarvis was appointed as the new Defence Secretary. Now, sports. The FIFA World Cup 2026 has begun in yesterday's opening match played in Mexico. Mexico defeated South Africa by 2-0 in the match that was played this morning. South Korea defeated Czech Republic, which is now called Czechia, by 2-1. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, Western Weather System in the upper atmosphere combined with the local winds is expected to bring rainfall to various parts of Nepal. The department said most hilly and mountainous areas, including Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, are currently experiencing cloudy condition, while the Tarai region is partly cloudy. Light rain has been reported in parts of Lumbini province and at isolated locations in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. During the day, generally cloudy conditions are expected over the hilly and mountainous region as well as Kosi, Mades and Bagmati provinces. Some areas of Kosi and Mades provinces and at a few locations in the hills and mountains may experience moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning. The department has warned that rainfall, thunderstorms and possible snowfall in high altitude areas could affect daily life, agriculture, road transportation and air services. It has urged the public and concerned authorities to remain alert and take necessary precautions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. The cabinet meeting starting in a short while. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Kanal to pay an official visit to China from the coming Sunday. And U.S. President Donald Trump claims deal to end Iran war near as Tehran says nothing finalized. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.